One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, everyone. I just sounded like an owl. That's embarrassing. Welcome back to another episode of Be Here for a While. I just want to start off by thanking you guys again for listening and sending me emails and rating it 5 stars. Please keep doing that so I can keep podcasting for y'all. Now I'm Southern. I don't like myself at all. I have a really, really fun guest today. You guys already probably know her. She is a famous cat lady, a crystal connoisseur. She has the best hair I've ever seen. And currently, she's probably the skinniest friend of mine right now. It's very annoying. She's been dancing around my apartment with her skinny little legs. The very funny Annabelle DeSisto.
Well, that's all I need. I can leave right now. It's not going to get better for me than that intro.
Yeah, I mean, you peaked today now.
You had me at skinny. If we could just stop recording, skinny. if you could do your live reads, and we can cut it. I think it went great.
You do look really skinny. What have you been doing? Can you tell my listeners what your diet tips are?
Nothing. I wonder if
just so you're not eating. Nothing means you're not eating.
No,
you're I eat air. I eat air and tuxedos fur occasionally.
I think maybe I have some parasite that I don't know about from feeding squirrels and mice on my patio.
Should I start being an animal lover and feeding them to get skinny?
I think I may.
It's just karma.
I mean, I am such a good person. Yeah. I do deserve this.
You do.
Or I've been secreting a tapeworm for so long, and maybe now just the Lord is hearing my prayers.
I've always wanted one. But then when you look it up, it's and people, you make the joke to people. They're like, no, it's actually really bad for you. It really just eats away the good parts of your body. I was like, really?
If I could press a button and if somebody told me I could be my goal weight for the rest of my life, but I'd have to press a button and 5 people would die, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Well, you don't know them.
I'm like, I don't
You're
know
like, them. Where are they from?
Exactly. And somebody's like, that's a really terrible thing to say. Those people could be part of your family. And I was like, my family would want me to be happy.
You're
and
an only child. Your totally parents don't have it. That many siblings.
Exactly.
No. And plus, the likelihood of them, you having a relative out there.
They wanted me to have a sibling, but... Yeah. After I repeatedly told my dad that I would smother it in the crib, that is not a joke.
And now, at what age were you saying that?
I'm bad with kid ages, but
what
whenever
do you mean?
I start
just chronological,
to, yeah,
just
whenever
one,
I start
two,
to dream. Well, I'm when somebody's my kid's 23 and a half months, I'm is it driving? I don't know.
Yeah, it seems a lot. I don't when people do things in months like that.
And I'm just if it's over 12, just be
I've been pregnant for. I don't know, 22 weeks. I'm like, I don't know how, come on, help me out here.
Yeah,
how long
is
that?
I don't.
Yeah. I'm not doing a mental math competition right now.
Do I still have time to re-gift something for your baby shower?
Especially because I don't care. Don't make me do math about something I don't care about.
Yeah. Tell me what month it becomes attractive, because that's when I'm going to start coming around.
You're hilarious. So wait, at what age were you telling your dad you would smother your sibling?
I think
you had said sibling
when I was little, because they wanted us to be close in age. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was talking at that point and they're like, what about a little brother or sister? And I was like, no. And they're like, but wouldn't you like that? And it's like, no, I don't want it. And they're like, but if it comes, there's not really a choice. And I was like, I'll kill it.
Did you seriously say that?
And they kept telling me when I grew up and they told me that story, I was like, you're kidding, right? And they're like, no, you repeatedly
were
told
they,
us that
were
you
they
would,
at all alarmed maybe our kid is sociopathic?
Oh, absolutely. And they were absolutely right. Those those suspicions were spot on.
Well, you're not sociopathic, but
no, I'm definitely insane. Absolutely. That has been proven by many brain scans, by multiple medications.
I want to get a brain scan. I wonder what they would find out about me. I don't know if I got so comfortable saying that John had Asperger's when we were dating that now I feel like I have Asperger's, and I don't know, like, I'm probably, people are going to think I'm awful because I shouldn't just be throwing it around, but I think
there is the funniest name for a disease.
I just think there is part of me that has something that, like, doesn't know how to be normal in certain social situations. And it's because it would sound like Tourette's, because I say I blurt weird stuff out. Like, if I just don't feel like,
you definitely do have something wrong with you. I would call it honesty, because you're one of the most honest people I've ever met. So it does seem like, I'm like, what?
It's jarring.
Insane. Because you just say stuff out loud, which, like, a crazy person. Every other, like, regular people say stuff behind people's backs, which is the polite thing in society to do. Rachel is just honest with her feelings.
I'm just like, you shouldn't wear that. Oh, that wasn't what you should say to someone.
Which is so bizarre.
Actually, I'm not really mean about looks. Oh, I did.
No, you're just like, you're a very honest person. So to me, that's like a disease, because I'm not used to it.
I was, I went on a date, like, and would we call it a date? I don't know. Let's say 2 weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. And I had hung out with this guy. I've hung out with him a few times over the last couple months, and he's older. And owns a house.
I'm listening.
Yeah. Owns a house, like, very successful. And which, the appeal of an older guy is just that. They're established, successful, stable. They're not, like, out at clubs, like, hanging out with young girls anymore. Like, whatever. Like, if you're going to date someone older, whatever.
They're not as good with texting.
Yeah. So you're not annoyed with, you know, it's not too much communication. You're not getting a lot of emojis.
Exactly.
You're not getting a random photo of them. That annoys me. Don't send me a photo of you. I didn't ask for it. I don't need to see that you're, like, you know, on vacation with your buddies. Like, I don't need a photo of you and your friends. We're all set. So I had noticed at a certain point that I was like, I think he's still dating, like, a lot of other people. Not that I wanted to date him exclusively, but you're old, buddy. You know what I mean? If you want, and he wanted to get married, like, that was his thing. Like,
how,
lock it in.
How, like,
46.
Okay, that's a good. I was gonna. I didn't want to put you on.
He was 45 when I met him, and then he turned 46.
Okay, that's a good age. That's, like, a good.
Yeah, if they're doing all the right things, like, your dad was older when he met your mom, and he was basically like, "I love you. I shall marry you. I shall shower you with gifts and spoil our daughter for the rest of eternity." So. This guy was very nice, but I could just tell, like, he was still, like, on the prowl or whatever. So he asked me out to dinner. I hadn't talked to him in a while, but I was like, oh, all right, I can go to dinner. And we're hanging out, and he kept, like, being like, so what are we going to do after this? And I was like, no, 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 no. This is just dinner. And I was like, can I be honest with you? I was like, can I give you a little tip just to help you out? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, your appeal is that you're older and you're established and you're supposed to be well-rounded and you say you want to get married. I was like, your appeal is not that you're young and fun and, like, giving me a run for my money. You got to work with what's working for you. I said, so when it seems like you're out, like, dating a bunch of girls, it kind of loses its, you lose your appeal. I was like, I don't mean to be mean. I was like, but if I wanted someone like that, I would just date, like, an actor.
I wanted to
or
date
a comedian,
somebody
or
fun.
Date my age. Yeah.
If I wanted to date somebody fun out of the town, I'd date myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're supposed to be boring and stay at home.
If I want someone to, like, give me the runaround, I'm not going to go with a 46-year-old. You really got to be on your game if you're 46 and trying to date a young girl. And I was
stay
like,
stay in your lane.
I was like, just a little tip for you for future dating. And he was like, oh, yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense. I was like, I'm just helping out the next girl you date. It's just an Asperger's-y meltdown.
So you're also helping him to date other people while you're on a date. You're giving him dating advice.
Well, I mean, I got
for other people while you're on a date.
I mean, I
him.
Got a dinner out of it. I don't want to date him. I mean, I learned very quickly, like, well, that's not the person I would want to date if they're doing that. So I just thought, like, I should just tell him what I thought. That's the last time I've talked to him. I know you might be surprised.
Yeah, you have this weird thing of, like, being honest with guys. I'm just like, oh yeah, sure, that's great. And then I go home and I did a whole podcast about how I told this guy the date went really great and he still texts me and I'm like, oh, thank God.
Well, what were you supposed to say? No, well, I would maybe, it would depend on how many cocktails I had in me and how irritated I was.
But I was like, this has just been the best date ever. And I was like,
Did he ask you or did you go out of your way to say it was the best date ever?
I mean, he didn't ask me, being like, yes or no, is this the best date ever?
So you went on a full exposition telling him how great it was, even though you didn't think it was.
Oh, yeah. The more I dislike something or the more uncomfortable I am, is the harder. What's the thing? Like, doth protest too much.
Is. Yeah. It's when like, I go, it's like when someone is making you uncomfortable with their like outfit, they're wearing like a aggressive necklace or something, like some lady like at a store, and you're like, "You, I love you. You look so pretty." Because you're just like, "I don't want to."
I love that necklace. Yeah. Is that? Can I buy it off you now? Is it an Etsy?
It's you should have an Etsy yourself.
Is that an original? It's so. Can I take a picture of it so I can recreate it at a jeweler's?
But
I
that's mean, not us being mean. That's actually us being like overly nice.
Because
I don't want to like stare or seem like I don't like. So I over compliment.
I think because we're so used to being bullied when we were younger, so we understand like what it's like to look like a dumpster fire. So when we see somebody going in that direction, or we're so awkward from doing comedy, when we see something going, we're like, I know how to make this better.
Let me fix this for
you. And
I'm
like, let me just like get myself out of this ditch as I dig myself 20 miles deeper.
So what did you say to him? Were you on the date, or was it a text later that you were like, I loved it?
It was on the date, and I was just like, this is so much fun. I love it. This is...
Who says that?
This is really great.
You're a terrible liar.
Oh, and thing is, I'm an awful liar, which explains why I've been here 7 years and have gotten no acting jobs, even in unpaid student films.
You're actually a very good actor.
Because my thing of like lying is I give so many details of the lie. People are like, just say you don't want to come,
Annabelle. You were like, this is so... I am having a fun time.
This is
if there was a date that was the best date.
Yeah, you know how
with you
people say never forget 9/11. This is the opposite of that. Yeah. This is instead of a disaster, always remember this, the opposite. How 9/11 was so bad, the pendulum has gone the other way because this is so good.
Why was the date so?
I will remember this for years to come on this day, and make a bullshit Facebook status.
I've already snorted twice and we're only 12 minutes in.
It's very unprofessional for you to do coke during your own podcast, Rachel. I'm just gonna say,
listen, I might be a drunk, but I'm not
but
a
this
drunk
is your
person.
Podcast this is your I'm
you do it.
You're the host. That's rude of me to tell you how to do your job.
Why was the date so bad? Was this with the music agent guy?
And I feel so bad because somebody messaged me like, you know, it's very obvious. It's very obvious who you were talking about. And I was like, ow. And they're like, what if somebody messages him? And I'm like, then that would mean two people would listen to my podcast. Okay. That's more than like, shut up.
So I want to say like, whoa, that's so crazy that she would go figure that out and look that up or he or whatever. But I could totally see myself doing that. I love like to research and stalk and figure out something like that. I could see if I was listening to a podcast and you were making references that I could figure out, like trying to Google and figure it out. Like, I guess it's not that creepy.
I was just like, how?
Oh, but maybe keep it to yourself. I guess don't reach out and tell the podcast host that you looked it up.
Have you? So you haven't talked to your guy since?
He wasn't even my guy. But yeah, I mean, no, of course not. I would don't expect him to. I mean, after that, he wanted to hang out longer. Like, what, should we watch a movie or something? And then I blurted out further. I went, you weren't even that nice to me. He wasn't bad to me, though. When I say, like, he had invited me on a vacation at one point, like, he took me to nice dinners. It was more just that there was an air of, like, he basically said he was, like, looking to settle down and get married. That was all he cared to do. But I could tell he was, like, running around with a lot of, like, young girls. So anyways, I blurted out, you weren't even that nice to me. And he was like, you're right, I guess I wasn't. And I was like, all right, bye. I got out of the car.
But you could have been... You could have been the Holly out of that group. You know, if he's running around with a bunch of like other young girls.
I do look a little bit like Holly.
I think that seems. Listen, she was from a bumfuck country town.
She's from my town. I'm actually not joking. I looked it up once. She's from like she moved to
Alaska later on.
Yes. But she lived in Astoria, Oregon at one point.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Rachel, you could be the next Holly Madison. She's a New York Times bestseller of two books, which I realize Brandy Glanville has taken the prestige away from that.
Yeah, I was like...
But now she's married to some like French guy who runs like all that EDM.
Oh, EDM? Is it music or
ACDC?
Channel?
Whatever the... electronic
music. Daisy? Oh, I barely know what it is. EDM?
Yeah.
The electronic dance music.
The music that scares you. Yeah. To all those festivals.
The music that feels like you're having a seizure. Yeah.
She's doing good.
Yeah, I guess, you know, no, I don't want to date someone like that. If I'm going to date someone older, they need to worship the ground I walk on. That is the only
time. Well, it's a shame I'm younger than you because you could have dated me.
Well, you know, I worship time. Thank you.
Thing is, guys do worship the ground you walk on. It's just
no, they don't.
Comedians who, I was going to say, can't afford a ground, but that doesn't make sense. But like literally their apartments, like if it was possible to have like dirt floors in LA, like that's what.
I'm actually not joking. Comedians don't hit on me. I'm happy with that though. I'd rather stay like the guy's girl in the scene. I don't want to be hit on. I'm not joking. They don't.
They do hit on you, just not to your face. I had to like, I felt like I wasn't your madam because I wasn't like promoting you. I was more like your cock blocker bodyguard when guys would ask me about you and been like, she's a really great girl and you don't deserve her.
She has a boyfriend.
Yeah. I feel bad. I probably have really so many potential relationships.
I feel like I pimped you out. I remember that. When you were still like doing comedy,
so many guys
would come up to me and be like, Annabelle's like so hot. I'm like, I know, you should ask her out. Do it. And then I would text you and be like, this person thinks you're hot. And by the way, this is the person that you ran into at your Oscar party. This is the exact same person. Like 3 years ago when you still did stand up, he used to come up to me at every freaking, I probably have text still in my phone where he would be like, why is Annabelle so pretty? Why is Annabelle so hot?
Well, I guarantee you won't get those texts anymore.
Why?
I did see him.
So our friend Jacqueline, who's on my podcast before, obviously many times, had an Oscar party at her house, and she had texted me and Annabelle and like three other girls, or maybe four, I don't know, and said like, come over, watch the Oscars. And she had sent a flyer for it, but I would have assumed as well that the people that were going to the party were the people on the text.
Yes, very.
But I guess she said because she sent a flyer, she thought that maybe we would realize that it was like more of a like an open party thing.
I just thought it was because she likes, you know, messing around on Photoshop. She's really good.
She is really good. Her and Gabby are both very good at like visual, whatever.
Yeah, she makes them
stuff.
A lot.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was like, oh,
she put some time into this.
Having fun with it. Yeah. Okay. You know, practicing your skills. So
I would have thought the same thing that Annabelle thought. I didn't end up going to the party because I was with my dad in Palm Springs. But go ahead.
I do give you credit because you were on that group text and we kept texting back and forth. So I know you were getting like literally 50 alerts of a party that you said you could not go to.
If I'm really honest, I was mostly upset that I was missing your artichoke dip. I'm not joking. I'm like, it's like crack.
It is. It's Lamar Odom dip.
I'm like fully addicted to it.
It's so good. You can go to my I posted the recipe. I promise you, I only recommend things that will change people's lives.
It does.
Southern Charm.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer Pratt Snapchat, this dip, like
Southern Charm did change my
things. 100. See, it's was a real grassroots campaign from the DeSisto family to get there after a year and a half.
And Cindy O'Brien, my mom was obsessed with it too.
Your hot mom, who I absolutely
I'm
love
following
and adore.
Spencer on Snapchat right now. By the way, as you're speaking,
I text your mom more than I text half of the people I know.
My mom is obsessed with you. My mom is also psychic.
She was the only person.
My mom must have known that you were going to be upset about that certain situation that happened recently, because she called me before you even told me that you were upset about it and was like, I think Annabelle's going to be upset about this. And I just need her to know that she is so funny and she's so good and blah, blah, blah. And then she texted you that too. She's psychic.
Yeah. Your mom was literally like my therapist. I sent her like 15 texts in like 20 minutes. You know, when you're just like having Tourette's like with your fingers and you're so upset. So I'm sending
you need
like
everyone to know
Tequila Katie Long, like just novels of like text bubbles.
That's funny.
That I'm so upset.
Can you tell me what Spencer Pratt's name is on there? Is it just Spencer Pratt?
Spencer Pratt Snapchat, which is very confusing for you. If you want to follow him on Snapchat, it's Pratt Spencer.
Oh, it's like mine is O'Brien Rach. What? Look at us.
But I promise you guys, life changing.
He's pretty funny. I mean, anyways.
Yeah, this.
I just added him. Okay.
Oscar party, which when Jacqueline, because we normally go over to Jacqueline's to watch things, and it's a pretty like
chill environment.
Yeah. I'm normally wearing leggings with like, you know, day old like face mask where it's like, if I hadn't talked to a guy in like 5 years, people would think it's semen, been like, but they know it's just like old face mask that I haven't quite washed off. But it's just like us in like basically outdoor pajamas watching TV.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very like low key, like girls' night thing. Very rarely do I wear a bra.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like wearing bras ever. Like, and let me just tell you, I'm someone that should wear a bra. Anyways.
So I just assumed, which like that stupid thing, like you should never assume something. But I do all the time. So I show up.
I'm not developed as a person.
In like a t-shirt and jeans, which I've like traveled in for like my airport outfit that I've worn for the last 4 days.
She actually looks okay. Let me just specify before, Annabelle looks really pretty without makeup on, and she's also wearing a t-shirt and jeans right now and Chanel shoes.
This is the exact outfit I have. I'm like a cartoon character.
Well, I also think you wore this outfit the last time you were at my house.
Oh, absolutely. I literally have three fucking outfits.
I wear this all the time though. I wore this last time Jackie Schimmel did my podcast and she dressed up and I was like, I'm sorry, I woke up late today.
Like, it's a podcast for a reason.
Yeah. Anyways.
It's not Instagrammed live for a reason. Yeah,
there's a reason why we didn't put our faces in the Snapchats we just
oh,
did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Just my wrist. And even then, I had to filter it. So I showed up, no makeup on. And
carrying
my
artichoke dip.
Carrying my artichoke dip. And I'm waiting for Jacqueline to get to buzz me in. As I'm standing out there, I see this very attractive couple, like, dressed nicely. Looked like they were... like New York publicists, like very cool, like, and they're also carrying trays. And I was like, wow, busy day for Oscar party. So yeah. I'm sitting up there and like they're coming up in real outfits and I look like a homeless woman who stole somebody's dip. And Jacqueline comes to the door and she's like, oh my God, you guys are all here, great. And I was like, what?
Who are these people?
And I get like very possessive of my friends. I'm like, you know more than just me. I was like, I don't know these people. Even if I had clothes on or not, I would still be like,
yeah, you've never mentioned these people.
I've never been in a Facebook group picture with these people before. Get out.
And frankly, all the friends that your friends have, you know them all. Like we're all in the same group of friends.
Yeah, no new friends.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that. Like you have new friends and keep the old and like one silver, one's going like a silver
I've
sucks.
I've never even heard that.
Yeah.
Phrase.
Like, cause it's dumb and not true.
Yeah.
And, okay. Like, I'm a Shaw's of Sunset. I'm like, I only do gold.
I love, well, look at my apartment, clearly.
No new friends.
You're sitting on a gold couch. Preaching to the choir, my friend.
So I'm like, and Jacqueline looks very, very cute and has makeup on and this, like, adorable outfit. And she's like, oh, my God, sorry, I still have to get ready. And I'm, like, looking at her. And my eyes are, like, shooting lasers into hers.
I still have to get ready. And I was like, do you, like, grab her head?
We're heading into the elevator. And she's like, oh, more people. Guys, get on the same elevator. She's like, oh, my God, all you guys are coming at once. And everybody, like, piles into this elevator. And I have my head so far down that my chin is touching my chest. And I'm looking at Jacqueline. I was like, Jacqueline, I didn't know it was a real party. And she was like, yeah, of course it's a real party. I was like, I didn't know it was a real party. And this
Jacqueline definitely didn't mean to like punk you. There.
Oh, no, Jacqueline wasn't.
She felt horrible.
Yeah, Jacqueline wasn't trying to pull like a Legally Blonde where they're like, yeah, it's a costume party.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, she wasn't trying to do that. She's like, yeah, of course it's a real party. So this male comedian is also on this elevator. And it's not like a freight elevator. It is a very small elevator that, frankly, I'm concerned for our safety every time we get in. Not very well.
Like you couldn't put one of those big Costco carts in there. Let's just put it that way.
Oh God, no. You, like could barely move a lamp in it. It's very tight.
Yeah.
So this male comedian who I've known for 5 years.
Who is the one I mentioned used to always like ask me about her and say how hot she was.
Is less than 2 feet away from me. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, is it weirder if I say hi or if I just completely trying to ignore somebody who is...
You're just like, disappear. Like, hopefully he won't notice you.
And I was like, oh, God, because I wear so much makeup that it isn't... People don't recognize me when I don't have makeup on.
That's not true. You look the same. And you don't wear as much makeup as you used to.
Thank God this is like a podcast and people can't see it. And I don't wear... I've really gone down to like maybe 2 inches of foundation instead of my regular 5.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just because I was wasting so much money and I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. Who am I seeing? No one at all. It's not being
all
more.
All the crystals I'm selling aren't going to keep buying this foundation.
Exactly. And it's like not getting more comfortable with myself. It's more of giving up on myself and just like, what's the point?
Clearly I've done the same.
So I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like my own therapist, who I've said my deepest, darkest secrets and fears too. I would always go there with no makeup because I'd be crying.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go there one day after filming something. I had makeup on. She opened the door to the waiting room, looked around, looked at me in the eye and was like, I guess she's like, looked at her watch and turned back. And I was like, it, Constance, it's me. And she was like, oh, I am. Sorry, I didn't see you because you were behind the door.
You're like, and I was like, open room.
That's an Annabelle where that's an Annabelle lie.
Yeah.
Being like, I didn't see you because you were behind this door I just opened.
There was a magazine in front of you.
Exactly. I was like, it's okay. I look like I have a different head. That's fine. That's just testament of how good I am at makeup that I have a completely fucking different face.
My physical therapist thought the same thing because I normally go there like this. And I went one day in a normal outfit. She went, oh my God. Wow, you're pretty. And I was like, thank you. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like oh.
You're like, you don't know what I could be. And they're like, is that makeover show, The Swan? Did that come back? And I didn't know.
I think it's because we're actually, I'm really good at looking like a slob, but I'm also really good at putting myself together. Like, I know how to put makeup on. Well, so do you. Like, we know how to do our hair and stuff. So it's a very extreme difference.
Oh, yeah. I either look homeless or like I'm auditioning for RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, there really is no in between for me.
Yeah, when people are like, do natural makeup, I'm like, I don't know how.
My eyeliner shouldn't be 2 inches thick.
I was like, are these not natural double false eyelashes? I
said natural on the box.
So I'm like, I don't understand what you mean. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, do I say something? I was like, hey, Loey. Oh, nobody cares who it is.
I didn't even notice. No one cares. I can take that out too.
Oh, I don't care. I'm sure he has like a Google alert for his name. I don't. I feel bad. Do you have to mark down? I don't care.
No, I don't care. He doesn't care either.
Okay.
It's flattering to him, I'm sure.
All right. Sorry.
What up, Loey? I doubt he listens to this, by the way.
Loey, subscribe and rate it 5 stars if you don't. This is like, hey, Loey. And he was like, oh, and he looked at me. He was like, in his head, you could kind of like see him trying to like put together like the mouse voice, but like looking at the face and being like, does Annabelle have a ugly cousin that I don't know about? Why? And he was like, oh, hey, doll, how are you? And it's like, I can see he's trying to be very polite, but he's like, I have no idea who you are. And you look complete. When was the last time I fucking saw you? What terrible event has happened in your life that you've gone so far downhill in every single way? And so we get out of the elevator and he's like, hey, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I want to be like, that's, I know what's, we know what's,
you're like,
happening.
Don't worry,
that's,
you,
I
give
got
him
it.
A little wink and like, we're all here together.
As I'm trying to talk to him, where he's just literally seeing the top of my head because I have my head so far down, as if I don't have terrible posture enough, my chin is literally touching my chest. So I'm just staring at him and like, yep, good, I'm wearing a bra. Like, that's how far down on my shirt I'm looking. And so Jacqueline hasn't even fucking, as soon as she opened the door, I literally ran in, dropped my giant tray of dip onto the glass table where it's still rattling, and fucking ran into Jacqueline's room.
I don't think I've ever seen you run.
No, nobody else had. And they still don't know I ran because nobody thinks that's me.
They were, no, like, one saw you.
You're like, why is that Postmates girl just running? That's very inappropriate.
Jacqueline, there's a stranger in your room. Jacqueline, Postmates lady just ran into your room.
It's very unprofessional. You're just supposed to drop the food and go. And so I just hear Jacqueline. She's like, where did Annabelle go? And people are like, I don't know. Was Annabelle here? And so Jacqueline comes in her bathroom. She's like, Annabelle, what are you doing? She's like, I'm so excited for you to meet my guy. I'm so happy you're here. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to meet your guy at my apartment because I'm leaving. And she's like, what? You just got here? And I was like, yeah, no, I'm leaving. And she's like, you're kidding me, right? I was like, no, I have to go.
Yeah, I gotta go.
And she's like, why? And she's like, you look fine. I was like, Jacqueline, you're very nice and you're one of my best friends and we love each other. You don't, I love you and I know what's happening and you don't have to say it, but I think we know it's happening. Like, let's just call a spade, okay? Like, let's just acknowledge the barefaced elephant in the room, which even though I was not wearing foundation, it looked like I had put on like some red chemical peel because my face went from like blotchy complexion pimples to just completely red. just like I was having some allergic reaction to a fucking peanut or something. And Jacqueline's like, Annabelle, like, don't worry, I have makeup here. And I was like, no, it's not like I forgot mascara. It's like I forgot my fucking face.
It's not going to be a quick fix.
I forgot my head, Jacqueline. I can't.
So you couldn't have just like thrown on like light makeup?
Oh, no.
You were just too embarrassed at that point?
When you and Jacqueline and Stassi and all of them, like when you guys get ready, I think that's how you guys go so many places, because it's like you guys look the same and you just maybe put on some like, you put on some tinted lip balm, Rachel, and she's like, I'm ready to go. And she looks...
That's
like
so not
dynamite
true.
And the same. I'm just like, cool, we want to have lunch. Okay, so you mean lunch in 2 days from now? Because it's going to take me that long to get ready and I'll still probably be late. And so I'll be like, does my foundation look okay, guys? Do I look okay? Jacqueline's like, and just like put on like your, you know, just like be a big girl and like you look fine. And I was like, and now you're calling me big. I have to go. She's like, but I want you to be here. And like, listen, Justin Martindale's coming. If you don't know Justin Martindale.
He's a fabulous gay man who I will have on my podcast soon, hopefully.
He is the funniest person I've ever met in my entire life. He is like my gay dream husband. Like, yeah. He's my ideal man.
Yeah, you cared more about impressing him than you did Loie.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Justin's my dream man. I wouldn't have to have sex with him.
Yeah.
Like, fantastic.
He's so handsome. Yeah.
So handsome, so fucking funny. And she's like, listen, I don't want you to go. Justin Martindale's coming. And I was like, literally, almost.
And then you threw yourself off the balcony.
I ran through the wall like the fucking Kool-Aid man. My face is so red. And I was like, and I'm out. And I was like, yeah, I'm definitely leaving.
So did you leave like immediately?
Oh, yeah. She's like, well, why don't you just like leave and come back with makeup on? And I was like, yeah, because that won't be fucking obvious at all. Like, guys, I'm leaving. And then an hour come back and be like,
you're like in heels and a bandage dress.
Guys, I'm back. Who was that? Who was my ugly twin? I told her not to come.
That sounds like a scene in a Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen movie.
Yeah, like, we're fucking parent trapped the party. Like, I was just like, no, Jacqueline, I'm not coming back. And so she's like, I can't believe you're leaving. So I ran out, was not even in there. Honestly, was not in there a full 4 minutes. Ran out. I wanted to get out of there so bad. She's like, no, don't worry. Loie and them went to go get beer. And I was like, where's the closest beer place? As I'm doing, I do an Uber X and it said 6 minutes. I was like, I don't have that fucking kind of time. I did an Uber black lug. It took me $35 to get my lip 5 minutes away.
I don't have that kind of time. This is urgent. Like someone's dying.
I saw like an Uber black or whatever. The select and it was like a minute away. And I was like, done.
I don't care if it cost me $300. You called your dad and you were like, Dad, I'm sorry, you're going to see a charge on the card. He probably would have been like, fine, baby.
It was like a nice, like the nicest town car I've ever been in. Like the guy wanted to open the door for me. I'm like, just go, go, go. I don't have this time. I don't know where Justin Martindale is.
You throw yourself in the backseat.
I was just like, dear God. And Jack was like,
This is the closest you'll ever be to an action movie. It really sounds like an action movie.
Oh, yeah, God. I was like, drive away, go. This is like leaving a fucking bank robbery.
Is your dad the type that if you were like, I showed up somewhere and I didn't look my best, or both your parents? Because my mom
and I were already texting as I was running down the.
Yeah, are they the type that would be like, get out of there and go make yourself look your best, or like don't be there, or would they just be like, oh, you're beautiful anyways, you look fine, you should stay?
Yeah, my dad would. My dad would be like, Chucky, you're the most beautiful girl on the planet. But why are you leaving your house? It's very dangerous. It's past 5 o'clock.
See, my mom would have choppered in.
And my mom would
ripped me out of there and been like, you do not leave the house looking like that.
And my mom was like, yeah, you got to get out of there. She's like, how embarrassing.
Yeah, my mom's the same way. My mom is not going to get over the fact that on that same date thing or whatever it was. So I have this green... Louis Vuitton purse that I bought on Tradesy for $175. It's used. It's the cheapest purse I own, but it's cute. It's fun. It's a kick around. I'm on that date.
It's a kick around, Louis.
Well, you're going to want to throw your microphone across the room, I think, after you hear this, because my mom's probably still not over and she might need therapy after this. So he looks over and he went, oh, you get a new purse? God, that's nice. That epi leather or whatever. And I went, oh, God, no. I was like, this is just it's my cheapest purse I own. He went, really? He goes, God, I wouldn't picture you something that as someone who would have nice things or like nice things. I was like, I'm sorry, what? I was like, I was like, what do you mean? I was like, this is definitely the cheapest purse I own. I was like, I have Chanel. I have Hermes. I have, granted, my Hermes is a used one online. Who cares?
That's being so, you, like, a person of the people. That's you.
This is me.
That's Rachel trying to be relatable, trying to reach out to the, try not to seem, you know, so above the comedy audience.
It was the most shocked I've ever been in my life. He's like, I don't know. I just don't picture you as someone that's into that. You know, he's like, you know, you're a comedian. Like, you don't care about that stuff. I was like, what?
Excuse me?
I was so upset. And I started like over like compensating. I was like, you don't even know what my mom looks like. I was like, my mom is very fancy. Like we come like. Not like we, I wasn't saying like we come from money, but I was like, we have like really good style. Like I was like, she's the type of fancy. It's not like she's got like a lot of plastic surgery and like dresses cheesy. Like she's just like really elegant, always has nice stuff.
And like, I mean, if you think this about my handbag, you should see my handbag collection at my beautiful vacation house in Palm Springs. Oh, did I forget to mention
that I drive there in my leased Mercedes? So I told my mom about that and she reacted terribly on the phone. She was very upset. And then probably called me 8 hours, sent me a text somewhere in the middle of the day. Like, I can't believe that I'm so upset. Then probably called me 8 hours later, was just like, wanted to talk about it again. Just like, she basically said, I've been dressing my daughters nice their entire life. She's like, I didn't work that hard to make you guys look nice for someone to say that. So, yeah, she would have choppered me out of that party as well.
Yeah, it was mortifying. And like everyone, my friends were like, are you coming back? And I'm like, No, as if this wasn't embarrassing enough. What's more of it? Coming back.
Yeah, seriously.
Coming back to the fucking scene of the crime, being like, hey, remember when I was a total monster?
Just like, hopefully they don't notice.
Yeah, I'm 30% less of a monster now. What do you guys think? No, you don't like this either? I'll come back the third time. Like, no, I'm not going to fucking come back. If you're lucky, I come to the next Oscar party in 3 fucking years, maybe. If the world lasts that long, which probably won't.
I think you should just figure out where these people hang out and just casually, like, just make sure to stop into, like, go to Crunch Gym, because I know Loie goes there, and just be really dressed up and be like, oh my God, do you go here? That's weird. You're not even in workout clothes. Like,
did you see that hilarious prank where I sent my cousin? Wasn't that funny?
That's so good. Just covering all your bases.
We're doing a spec for, like, an MTV thing.
It's like, whatever.
You know, it's...
I'm the hot one. She's...
You know, she's the... Whatever that was, you know.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Wasn't that hilarious, though? You're a comedian. You understand comedy. Yeah. What do you think? Would you buy it?
It's years down the road. You're still bringing it up.
That was.
Whatever, Annabelle. You always look pretty. You look so hot. Like, you're wearing just a white awful T-shirt, jeans, and shoes, like, cute shoes right now. You look hot. And I, by the way, want to talk about jeans in the sense of I found the best effing company ever that sends you your jeans. They are called Mott and Bow, and I just got some. They are the most comfortable jeans I have ever owned, and they're high waist. Well, you can get low waisted, mid waist, high waist, but I like high waisted. I feel like I'm like being sucked in like a corset. Like I feel so skinny in them. They're amazing, and they're like the perfect amount of like tight on your leg where they don't do that weird like thing. Does that ever happen to you?
In the back?
It's not gapping because my legs aren't as skinny as yours. You know what does that like double roll thing in the back when your jeans are too tight?
Oh yeah, when it looks like it's like puckery. Like,
yeah, exactly. They just like lay perfectly. And I want you guys to know about this. So it's Mott and Bow jeans. They're handcrafted. It's a family manufacturing facility, and it's a family of artisans that have been honing their denim skills for decades. And it's very clear when you put them on. It's the finest denim fabrics from the best mills in the world, and they apply manually intensive artistic processes in the laundry that transforms the denim and make them look effortless. And they're extremely, extremely comfortable. And so you should get some, Annabelle, because you like to wear you like to wear the same uniform outfit like all the time.
Oh yeah, I mean, these are about to fall apart. They're barely going to make it through this podcast, so I'm glad you can give me a deal.
Yeah, they're amazing. So the men's ones, they're. We're going to go with that too. So you can buy them for your next boyfriend. They're comfortable. You feel the difference when you put them on. They're really good looking. They don't look like cheesy jeans that guys wear. They're like really just stylish and chic. They're really fair price. There's plenty of styles and washes. The women's, I would say they're like the most flattering jeans I've ever owned. They're very comfortable. They have a great value for the price, especially, you know, if you're used to spending like $200 on jeans, which I have. I would normally try to find them on sale, but yes, most jeans are $200 for designer jeans. These are the same quality, actually, I think better quality, at half the price. And the greatest part is the convenience. They have a home try-on program. So they send you, so you can order two different sizes, which is what I did. And they'll send you two pairs of jeans in, like, you know, your two sizes that you think you might wear. And they have a home try-on program where they send you a prepaid, pre-printed shipping label so you can send back the pair you don't want. So you can try them on the comfort of your own home. You don't have to be in a dressing room, like, wanting to kill yourself because, you know, it's a painful experience to try on jeans in public. Anyways, it's just a must-have staple wardrobe that won't go out of style. I'm thrilled with mine. I wore them last night, and I wasn't even feeling, like, that skinny that day, which I never feel. And I put the jeans on. I was like, I look pretty good. Yeah, things are going well. Yeah. So for you guys to get 20% off your first purchase, please visit motandbow.com and enter promo code BEHERE at checkout. That's MOTTANDBOW.com and enter promo code BEHERE, and you can get 20% off your first purchase, which is, I feel, I'm trying to think, the jeans are... they're very fairly priced. The jeans are going to be cheap, basically. So go get some, guys, and so you feel awesome. Annabelle, are you going to get some?
I need them. You know what happened last time I was here with my jeans?
Yes, good point. Do it, guys. Motandbow.com. Enter promo code BEHERE. Anyways.
Well, baby girl just got her next outfit for the whole year.
Baby girl's got a new pair of jeans.
We say baby girl is a joke because the girl we used to know in comedy... called, referred her to herself as baby girl, and we would make fun, and she was serious, and we would make fun of it so much that it now became a part of our vocabulary. So when I say it, I realize people think that I'm,
it's funny though,
that I'm saying it, but I'm like, no, I'm making, but it's now become a part of my lingo. It was just funny that this girl, and she's like, baby girl's feeling good. And it was just like,
I actually think it's kind of funny.
I'm like, it's funny. It's just like when you've gone past the point where you can give birth to a healthy baby girl,
yeah,
at a certain age, don't refer to yourself as a baby girl.
By the way, I just realized that you've snubbed my Costco water that I gave you, and you pulled your Smart Water out of your bag. Your Jennifer Aniston Smart Water.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can understand. Did the guy you went out with, did he see what type of water you drank? Because I can
maybe
sort
that's
of
what
see
it was.
Why.
Maybe, yeah, maybe that's...
maybe, yeah, that's a dead giveaway.
And I was wearing my Forever 21 David Bowie jacket. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
That's a Forever 21 purchase?
Yeah. I buy a lot of my clothes from Forever 21.
It looks really... I wouldn't have guessed that.
Because I know how to buy the good stuff from Forever 21.
Did he see you in a Forever 21 outfit?
Actually,
with this generic store brand water, the Forever 21...
I went to his tennis club one day to watch him play tennis, which was boring as fuck, by the way. And... okay, please don't listen to this. I hope he never listens to this. And I was wearing Rag and Bone jeans, an Hermes belt, a Chanel purse, some black t-shirt thing, and like this black trench coat thingy from Saks. I don't know. It wasn't like I had very nice pieces on, and he pretended like he's never seen me dress nice. We went to a charity event, just like name dropping my purses. I'm clearly not over
this. We get it, Rachel. You do charity.
I'm still not over it. Anyways, whatever.
No, you always dress really well. I do miss, like, I would get so dressed. There would never be a time. I wouldn't even go to Walgreens, like, in my shithole town of Florida without makeup on. I, like, when I interned for a radio station, I'd, like, go to work at 3 a.m. for free. And people, for the longest time, they just thought I was doing the walk of shame because I was, like, in bandage dresses and 5-inch heels.
At 3 a.m?
For a radio station.
You did not. At 3 a.m?
I swear to God.
That's hilarious.
Where sometimes I wouldn't even go to bed because
I need to see a photo
go to bed
of this.
Late, and then I'm like, I already have to start doing my makeup.
No point in going to bed.
And now it's like, my mom's like, you could be behind, you know, Steven Spielberg at Ralph's and you don't. And I was like, yes, I'm sure Steven Spielberg frequents the Ralph's on La Brea.
My mom's the same way.
But yeah, I'm just like, I dress like shit where we're in a place that we should dress the nicest. But like, wait, like before I started becoming friends with you, I was the best dresser out of the group because I would still dress up and care. And then I unfortunately became friends with you. And I'm like, oh, no, now I'm that girl of the group.
Oh, shut up.
Where I'm like, oh, my justification is
well, now,
why I'm
now,
not.
Now we have Stassi. Stassi's never not dressed up.
That's why I'm not invited to every single thing in the world. I'm like, they probably just didn't think I had the right outfit.
Or they probably, no, it's because we were too intimidated thinking that you were going to be dressed better than us.
They're like, oh, we don't have a week for her to schedule a makeup appointment.
I'm going to ask you the questions that people tweeted to ask you. There's only three, unless I haven't checked it recently. Taylor C. wants to know, how do you maintain resilience in stand-up / improv, especially when starting out?
Once again, Rachel, we had this debate. That question is for you.
No,
you
it's
are about
not.
To
it's
do
on,
my podcast.
It's
I
on
ask,
mine. You can ask
I
me on yours.
I ask questions for you.
Taylor C., please, after you listen to this podcast, tweet us and let us know who you were asking
this
the question to.
This has been a debate because this is like our version of the blue dress. Like, is it blue or black or is it white and gold? Rachel and I sat here for 20 minutes being like, this is a question for you, Rachel, because anyone
no, it's
who knows me knows I quit everything and especially including stand-up, but especially improv. Yeah.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe she just assumes.
If she's asking, how should I quit everything I pay for? Yeah, I can give you an awesome answer.
You finished your storytelling show at Second City?
No, I didn't.
Oh, was it once you found out that that guy had a girlfriend, the teacher, you didn't go back? Because we were going to go to a show to watch
the
show.
We were going to go to a show.
And then my friend was like, oh no, he has
Do
a girlfriend. And
did.
You were like, no, we're not going.
It's too sociopathic. I can't say.
Please say. I'm pretty sure he doesn't listen to my podcast. I don't even know his name, but I know what he looks like. What did you do, Annabelle?
Even when I'm too ashamed to say something. I skipped out on, I didn't do the last class, which was supposed to be us doing a show during a performance. Mm-hmm. And like, I know this sounds so dumb, but what was really liberating is, I don't know why I'm just figuring this out now, but like, you can just say no to like, everything. Just say no to stuff you don't want to do. Because in my head, I would have forced
Which is,
myself.
What's hilarious, Taylor C., is that is actually the exact opposite of type of improv statement. Improv is based on just
say yes to life and experience the moment. My philosophy is just be like, don't want to do it? Don't. Great. Like,
God, I kind of want to adopt that philosophy. I'm like, well,
before,
I said I would do it, and now I feel bad.
Exactly. Before, when I did stand up, I'm like, oh, I did agree to go to this bringer show 2 hours away, and I also have to pay to perform. But I did agree to it a year ago, so I guess. And instead, I'm just like, and this was a Second City show that I had paid for that was 10 minutes away. And I was like, nah. And before I would have put up a very elaborate, I should have used some of that storytelling skills to create a lie. And I was just like, yeah, I'm not doing it.
Well, I'd like to know why you didn't go, though. What's the sociopathic part you're not telling me? You thought I was just going to let that go that quickly with your lame example of saying no, your Tony Robbins little speech there?
Okay, I am so mortified to say this.
There's no way anyone that would ever know who he was would know.
Oh, no. This is what a psychopath I am, and I truly feel bad because I didn't alert my friends on Facebook and my kittens who were so nice to inquire. What's great about animals is they're like kids. I think the only benefit of having children, the only one, is that you have an excuse forever.
Oh.
Of like... My kid
Maisie needed
sick.
To be taken to the vet because you've used that excuse more than once when you tried to get something with me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Actually, that's probably true. No, well, I was
it's
probably
like
honest about
think of a better one.
I was honestly probably with you because I never cancel with things with you because they're really fun.
No, I'm just joking.
And cool. I cancel. I can tell you all the people because they're like, you can't say your cat got sick. And I'm like, nah. It was fine. Like Lindsay was like, don't say anything
about
your cat.
You are a terrible liar that you can't think of another excuse besides your cats.
I know. And then I'm like, I really should have seen those improv storytelling classes. I only have one. It's my cat. And then I used to be, one time I'm like, I should pull the Lisa Vanderpump. I couldn't get my gate open.
Oh, gosh.
My gate was
She's
stuck
certainly not climbing over it.
It was for 45 minutes. Okay, so I said that my cat was I couldn't go to a class. This wasn't even the storytelling. This wasn't even the performance. This was the week before the performance. We were supposed to do the story. This is mortifying. And I'm a sociopath. This is how I will put more work into not doing something than it would have taken just to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I did.
I've done that before.
I do get panic attacks where I'm just like, I do get severe panic attacks.
Yeah.
And social anxiety, where in my head I was like, I can't go. I can't do this. I can't perform the story. I get such performance anxiety, which is why I stopped doing stand-up. So in my head I was like, okay, I'm going to say that my cat's sick. And I was like, oh, that just sounds like I'm making an excuse of not to go, which is true. So I was like, I gotta back up this.
This is good. Is I feel like this is going to be good.
So whenever I take my cats to the vet, I always take pictures of them in their crate because they're very cute in their crate. And I didn't have any on my phone. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go back.
So you staged a photo shoot?
I was about to. I went back on my iPhoto mm-hmm. library. I went through 3 years of pictures looking for a picture of Tuxedo in his crate screaming. Oh, finally found it. It took me literally like half an hour to find this picture. Had to edit it out of me in the... because it was clearly daytime in the picture.
Yeah.
So I put some editing skills to this. Had to edit that out, trim it.
You put like a moon and the stars.
Oh yeah, I was almost going to be like, Jacqueline, help me out with your amazing fucking flyer skills. Put it on my Facebook. Like send at the vets with, and made like something of like date night with me and Tuxedo at the emergency vet.
This is the best story ever. Does this teacher follow you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I needed him to see. I needed the alibi, Rachel. I'm Sicilian. You think of everything.
You did put so much more work into just not going.
And what was terrifying is because I'm so fucking honest on podcasts, and I guarantee after somebody messages the guy who I went on a date with, the music guy, they can message the storytelling teacher, and they're like, well, I narrowed it down. There's only 5 storytelling teachers, and this person only teaches on Wednesday night, so I figured out it was this person. They're going to message this person.
They're not going to.
So,
Please don't, guys.
Since I'm so fucking honest on my podcast, people know that I use the cat emergency for everything that I don't want to do. So people started writing on my Facebook, Annabelle, is this an excuse to get out of something?
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, fuck, they're blowing my cover. And I'm like, no, he's really sick. So I lied.
So then you uploaded a video of you fake crying.
Yeah, so I lied, and then I found a picture to back up that lie, posted on my Facebook, and was going to tag TLC Animal Center, which is their real vet. Get at me, TLC, sponsor me. TLC Vets in Santa Monica, they're great. Was going to tag them, but I'm like, what if somebody in the class knows somebody who works there? So I was like, I can't tag that location.
I think you just have fun making up these scenarios, like putting yourself in this
lunatic
awkward situation.
And then I was like, made a status about how me and Tuxedo are not enjoying our date night at the vet. Had a lot of, the thing is what I don't feel bad about.
People were like sending missing. You like potlucked food or whatever.
Exactly. Like, they were like, oh my God, is he okay? And I felt so bad because these are genuinely sweet people who, I mean, somebody died from my school that I went to class with that I believe was in my homecoming limo, you know, junior year. And I like didn't even write a condolence on her Facebook. I'm like, she's not going to see it. So I don't even do stuff I should. These people are reaching out to me very concerned about my cat that I lied about. And I couldn't tell them that I lied. And now I am. Because I'm a liar.
That's amazing.
Although I'm not lying about the story. I wish I was.
Oh, no. This is like my favorite story ever.
And then my kittens were calling me out. They're like, this is a lie you used to get out of something. Are you avoiding a class? And I wanted to fucking delete her message. And I'm like, listen, Casey.
Yeah.
I get you're a dedicated listener and I appreciate it, but you're selling me out.
Did you comment anything underneath or did you just let it go?
No, but I did. I texted Megan and Jessica Michelle. I mean, you guys got to text. You guys got to write under this person's comment. I feel so bad. He's still sick to like back up that he was.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Why didn't you ask me to do it? I would have loved to get in on this lie.
You're too busy. And I feel that you'd be like, what? Who's Tuxedo? Like, and no, I couldn't tell you because you'd be like, Annabelle, you're going or I'm going to message.
Yeah.
Fuck, I was about to say his name. I'm so bad at this.
Probably I'd have been like, you need the storytelling class. It's good for you.
Yeah, I was literally about to lie to you and said that the class went great. And I did finish the performance.
That story is amazing.
See why being honest sucks?
All right, Taylor C. So I hope that answers your question. She just doesn't do improv.
That question is for you.
All right. Well, you can ask it on your podcast.
We're going to cover it on my podcast. And Taylor C., if you want to know how to lie about something, if you need me to back up your lie on Facebook, I will. Just message
She's
me privately
your girl.
What you want me to say.
All right. So Manders wants to know, what is your future career goal besides beyond Flick Fit Tea endorsements? I think she meant that as a joke, obviously.
Oh, that's not a joke. That is my number one. That is my number one goal. Or that 310 nutrition shake that Kim Zolciak keeps peddling. Another face transplant victim.
Oh, my God.
It's so weird. Her Brielle, her daughter, and mm-hmm. her look literally exactly alike.
Yeah, because they're going to the same surgeon to get their face
I guarantee
out.
Croy has, like, made the mistake of feeling up Brielle.
Oh, God.
More than once. Not on purpose.
Yeah. Well, no, not in. Yeah.
But he does. I mean, he's incredibly dumb.
It's a mistake. If it's dark out, you've had a drink, you know.
I'm genuinely concerned about their spending habits. I had to stop following them on Snapchat because Kim Zolciak spends like she's fucking Kris Jenner.
Really?
And Croy, it's not like.
Is he still playing?
No, he's not even on a team. I literally looked. It's not like he was fucking Tom Brady to begin with.
Yeah.
The only way I knew who he was. Was like,
but is he still playing?
No,
he's been playing for a certain amount of time.
He's not even still playing. I thought because he used to be on the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, they're in the Super Bowl. Good for him. And like, they let him go like 3 years ago. He's not even on a team. And then he was. I know fucking nothing about football. I still thought Dan Marino was playing until like last year.
Yeah.
So like, I'm not like a big sports buff.
I don't really either.
Besides Reggie Bush and him, I don't know them. But I was like, even I could tell it was like some bullshit team where he was like. He went from the Falcons, he was downgraded, and then he had to go to, like...
Was it, like, arena football or, like, football in Europe or something?
It was some, like, really sad, like, the Kansas, like...
Is it still in the NFL?
Barely. It was, like, one of those sad, like... Not like the Utah Jazz, because I think it's like a, that's like
basketball.
A basketball team. But, like, something equally as sad sounding.
Utah Jazz. All right, well... Do you have a future career goal? And is it not to be Kim Zolciak?
Not to be in debt like Kim Zolciak's about to. She's about to pull an MC Hammer. She's going to bottom out, and I'm legitimately, I don't understand how
you
they
heard
still,
it here first.
Still
Annabelle
afford
called it.
Tracy, that chef.
Okay, I haven't watched the show in forever.
It's not great. I'm embarrassed of myself. My career goal, I would love to just continue doing my podcast, but reaching more people and like, the goal is to co-host with Taylor Strucker one day. So,
oh, absolutely, you will. You could do that now. Next time you're in New York, you could literally just.
So if anybody wants to bombard her, she's just gonna get like a tweet from a.
She
a lie
she absolutely would. That's not even a. You could do that right now.
Rachel, I like saying goals that I like could.
Probably They're attainable.
Accomplish.
Okay, fine. Okay.
I need to think of one to write down on my goal. That's like a bad sign when. I like don't even know a goal for myself. Not just like I'm on the spot for your podcast. Like literally just that guy I went on a date with was like,
sometimes
that's
good. Sometimes that's good though, because then you're just going with the flow and you're doing well with what you're doing.
Well, when somebody was like, the person I went on a date with was like, okay, what are we doing with your, like, how can I help you with your career? Somebody who could genuinely help me with my career. And like, that was like the first thing he asked, which was not why I was going
out. Do you still talk to him?
It was not why I was going. Yes. It was not why I was
going
to.
You still talk to him?
When I say talk to him, I mean, like texting and emojis, very big on emojis. So like the opposite.
I
want to
read
your
text conversation after this.
And when I say conversation, there were two.
Okay.
Two
well,
texts.
Still.
But like right away.
Do you text him first or he texted you first?
I texted him while he was on the air.
That's
he,
awesome.
Like responded back. Like
when
right
he was
away.
On the air. He responded while he was. Oh, it's. Oh, okay. It's not on camera. It's.
Oh no! It was like on camera.
He texted you while he was on camera.
I mean, he wasn't, like, reporting on them. He's like, I'm so-and-so, and, like, held his, like, phone up, but...
Whoa, that's really nice.
Guys just fucking love attention.
They love you. Okay, last question. From Rebecca Williams. Where does your love of animals come from? Well, she'll throw one under the bus just to get out of a class, so I don't know if that's gonna... And who's your dream, like, comedy person to write for? Or dream comedy job? I think it was comedy person to write for.
My love of animals. I've always had animals growing up. Like, I grew up on a farm. Like, I, for my second birthday, I got a donkey. Like, my so a donkey cute. Was my birthday
thinking
present.
Of you growing up on a farm is just so bizarre to me a little bit. I mean, I know because your mom like rides horses and stuff, and like I can picture it, but
yeah, like I, yeah, we always had horses. My mom's always been a horse trainer, so like I grew up riding. I didn't even know if I think it's like, it's a shame because Ariana and I have so many things in common, like taking yeah. comedy so seriously,
yeah,
horseback riding. We have the same political views. So on so many things, we really relate. And if only she would unblock me from every platform, I really think she could see that.
Yeah, I'm still blocked. I was blocked before I even knew her name. She's very diligent about that.
I'm just
that.
Kidding. I can't waste that much fucking sage to get that aura off me. Negativity.
All right, and who's your dream comedy person to write for?
My dream comedy person to write for. Well, my favorite show right now is Samantha Bee on TBS. Mm-hmm. I think
she's great.
Is so fucking hilarious and so smart. And I wish she had taken over Jon Stewart's. She should be doing The Daily Show. Mm-hmm. Like, no offense to Trevor Noah, but like, how many people have you seen like repost a Trevor Noah video on Facebook?
Yeah,
no one. Like, no shade to Trevor Noah, just like not, yeah. So I like Samantha Bee, I absolutely love, or Daniel Tosh.
You should submit a packet to Samantha Bee. You could easily write for her.
I absolutely.
Hey, does anyone
love
know
her.
Samantha Bee? If so, email me so we can connect Annabelle.
I used to have the biggest crush. I didn't, and her husband's also very hot. Her husband was another correspondent for The Daily Show. His name's like Jason Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really, really hot. And then I found out they were married. I'm like, meh.
Whatever.
But, like, now people
but you were happy for her because you like her.
Yeah.
You're like, a little bit. As happy as I was going to be if my parents had a second child.
Exactly. And then also now I feel like...
I could be happy for people.
Not to take the Lala outlook on life, but does marriage really, you know...
Does it count?
Marriage ends in so many divorces.
Oh my God.
So you might as well get them, you know, before the legal fees start rolling in.
Well, they're not going to affect you because you're just going to marry someone rich who basically has to pay for your legal fees, I assume.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, get them before they're, like, hard. I'm saying, like, after you go through the whole divorce thing and, like, dealing with the lawyers, you're, like, they seem like they'd be, like, really, like, negative and, like, withdrawn and, like, oh, who needs it? But if you get them before all that happens.
Oh, you got to be the first wife is what you're saying.
Yeah, you got to get in there.
Okay, you should teach a class on how to land a wealthy man.
Right? I mean, I guess those who can't do teach.
That's a very good point. I have another fun thing I want to talk
about. I'll a dating seminar. It'll be like Carrie Bradshaw in the Bright Light State City. Another topical reference. I make references to TV shows literally from 17 years ago.
I need to have more TV
why
references.
I need to watch
like, more
hey
TV.
Hey guys, do you remember that episode of Cheers? the least topical podcast ever.
I need to watch more TV, so I have those references. The only thing I've watched recently...
That's why you're productive and you have comedy jobs and you're out doing stand-up and you're out on dates.
You're probably dating more than I am at this point,
I'm
my friend.
I'm watching Sex and the City episodes about watching a dating seminar.
Well, I'm staying at home, and I'm not saying that this is lame, but I am making my HelloFresh food, which is saving me money on not going out all the time, and it's super healthy. You guys should do it too. I was like kind of getting off like my health. Well, I'm never on a health kick. I eat whatever the hell I want. I just try not to eat that much. But I was really trying for a while to like only eat at home. And I was doing this through getting HelloFresh meal delivery. And I went off of it for a little bit. And I am so back on it because I feel so much better when I do it. And you guys should too. So HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that makes cooking fun, easy, and convenient. And I'm a cook. I'm not a chef. I'm a cook. That's a Real Housewives of New York reference. I actually do like to cook, and I'm pretty good at it. But HelloFresh is easy for someone who doesn't even like to cook. Like someone who can like burn toast. It's fun, easy. They have a few different options. You can get the classic box, veggie box, and a family box, and you can order 3, 4, or 5 different meals per week, designed for either 2 or 4 people. I eat for 4. Each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions, and they only take around 30 minutes to create, so that's super convenient. They have the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantity, so there's no waste. And they also employ 2 full-time registered dietitians on staff who review each recipe to ensure it is nutritionally balanced. And that is totally true. There's like a vegetable. There's, if you eat meat, there's a protein. It's the best. It's delivered right to your doorstep in a special insulated box. So if you're not going to come home from work for a couple hours, it's fine. You know, they put it on ice. It's fine to sit outside your door for a little bit. It's really just so convenient and easy. And all my friends have started doing it. So is my mom. And you guys should too. So, if you guys want to do this, and I am recommending that you do, for $35 off your first week of deliveries, visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code BEHERE35. That's BEHERE35 when you subscribe. And you will get $35 off your first week of deliveries, which makes your first week of deliveries like around $30. So, That's like going to the grocery store and managing to leave with spending $30 and eating for an entire week. That's so convenient and cheap and healthy. So y'all should do it. Annabelle, I'm going to make you do that one too. Just make my...
I have plenty of time at the apartment. No, you posted a picture. All the stuff you cook is really good.
It's been delicious. Carrie Martin, who also has a podcast called White Wine True Crime, she subscribed to HelloFresh and used my promo code. And she doesn't really like to cook that much. And she
She's
the best. And she made like a delicious meal of like, I think it was some sort of like steak on rice and whatever.
It looked really good because also I feel like I'm not sure if Postmates can give you a really low review like how Uber can, but I feel like every can time they? I've tried for Postmates, they've conveniently said they were busy, and I know that's not true. I think that...
I know that. Well, maybe they think you're a Postmates delivery person since you acted like one. She could just get it herself now. That's hilarious.
So I do need to start cooking for myself.
You can deliver me some artichoke dip. That's really
funny. I'll never see Jacqueline again. I can't. It's too embarrassing.
Shut up. Okay. So you just said to me earlier you want to download Bumble again. So you're like into dating now.
Well, like all of my resolutions, Rachel, it's not going great.
Well, what do you mean? Was one of them to start dating?
One of my resolutions, I think me and you talked about this, was that, I'm trying to do the George Costanza route of doing everything opposite this year. Like,
ooh, what does that mean?
Because it's think like we everything so far through the past 27 years, things for baby girl haven't been going great. So I think we're just
going
to do it.
I think they've been going pretty well.
In the opposite way. We'll see. Because we've done the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I lied about every fucking science fair project I did. I would make up every science fair project I did. And like, you know, I don't even know if they do that. But like, wasn't the thing in science class was like you do the hypothesis and like what you keep doing experiments.
Oh, I made up all my I was very good at skating by and getting very good grades by mostly making shit up.
Well, I've done the same type of experiment for the past 27 years and that is not successful, so we're going to try a different variable and do
so
everything
what's the
different
opposite. Okay, so you weren't dating a lot, so now you're going to date a lot.
Yeah, so I didn't date. I've gone on 2 dates this year, which is more dates than I've been on in literally 3 years.
You've been on more dates than that. You've been on 1, 2, 3, and I think maybe a fourth. Two with the same person.
Yeah, well, one of them was in December, so of like 2017.
Oh, okay. Fair
enough. Like two officially.
Fine. Three.
Yeah, because one was with the music guy. The best date I've ever been on.
I love that I know this much. Like, I know that there's been three. I'm like correcting you.
And the second was at the Polo Lounge.
And there wasn't there a third with the same Polo Lounge person? It was more of a group situation.
It was like more of a group hang, a drive-by.
Still counts.
Really? I don't.
It's three.
You think drive-bys count? Like a group hang?
What do you mean? Did you just drive by and wave at him? Or did you?
I didn't get out of the Uber. I just...
Nice to see you.
Like, I met them for like 20 minutes.
Oh. Well, if it was only 20. Well, it still counts. You did a hang. And he would have liked to hang with you longer, but you had to go to a birthday party. That one counts.
I had to go.
3 dates.
Kill
I'm writing it,
at it bowling.
Down. 3 dates, Annabelle.
So, yeah, my thing is to, I was going to go on a date a week this year. I've only managed to do 2.5.
It's not bad.
February. Better than most of my resolutions.
That's not bad. What are your other ones?
To drink more. That's going.
Yeah. Well, opposite is I should drink less, but you are drinking more. That's good.
See, most people.
And you're a very fun drunk. Like you actually don't even get that drunk for someone that doesn't have a high tolerance, and you're very fun.
Why didn't I do this?
I don't know. I can tell you. It's been the secret to my happiness.
Why didn't I start as a child?
Maybe you wouldn't need brain scans or to be medicated. I could tell you right
now.
You
are the happiest.
You just have a couple drinks.
Comedian that I know, and now I understand why. I mean, every comedian's obviously deeply, deeply disturbed.
Yeah.
But you are the one who's covered. Like, you are the most.
I mean, they're all drunks, too. But, you know, but then they eventually get sober because they're like, I have to deal with my
but
real problems.
Like, I'm like, bitter and sad. You're like the fun. Like, I don't know, you're like Van Wilder still in college. You're just going, like still doing it.
I'll take it.
Like nothing really, like nothing gets you down.
Oh yeah, though my hand is going to be stuck like this for forever. I don't really care. That's real. Have I shown you that lately?
You look like the reporter Trump made fun of when you hold your hands like
so that. This is me making a fist with this hand. This is me making a fist with this hand. It literally won't go any further.
I guess you can't do the black power symbol with that hand. So but you can still do it with the right
one. No going up to people doing
you're
that.
You're doing fine. Although, wait, do it again. You almost just look very fancy. Like you're just holding
Like it's like a tea thing?
Yeah, like you're just pinky out.
Maybe. That is if someone ever does propose to me, which Lord knows they probably won't. Sorry, parents. You're going to have to be with me for forever. And just entertain me. Not that they don't pay for me. I'm just saying, like, be my, like, family. So when someone, if they ever does propose to me, that is the scary finger. Like I'm gonna have to come at them like
with the
the claw, whatever. You guys can't see it. I'll post a photo.
I would say if that's your, that is literally your only physical flaw, Rachel, is a weird pain. Sometimes
it's it's half of a hand is
sometimes
weird.
Sometimes two of your fingers look odd while you're trying to make a fist for people. I would say that's pretty good. How like Megan Fox's fault is she has a club thumb. I've been like, yeah, I'll take it. Being that I have a club fucking face. Yeah, I'll take the thumb.
You're gorgeous. Shut up. All right. Okay. I have two last questions for you and then we can do your podcast. We're doing Annabelle's after this. It's Adderall and compliments. Go listen.
Unless you're offended by Adderall humor, which comedy fans are.
It's so, because comedy is so serious and like, you're really encouraging people to take Adderall. Whatever. Anyways, okay, I know you joke about like, oh, I want to marry a rich dude, but whatever. But do you actually want to get married and have kids one day?
I definitely want to get married. Although the idea of a wedding seems amazing to me. And like, I think it would be a crime for the world if I didn't have a wedding because I'm,
God, your wedding's going to be fabulous. Is RJ saving up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, at this point, they're like, you know.
We have no retirement now. Yeah, it goes to Annabelle. Yeah.
This has got to go out big. Yeah. I would literally be raping the world of joy and aesthetics if I did not have a wedding. So the idea of a wedding is great because I'm not.
God, I can't wait to go to your wedding.
I'm not going
to
fucking miss out on a day.
I'm looking forward to it.
A day where everybody basically legally has to come up and tell you how stunning you are. Yeah. I'm not going to miss that for the
world.
Can
we speed up this process? Because now this sounds really fun. And I feel like my life needs like some joy and some fun in it.
I want to do a wedding ASAP. I want
to
do a
wedding. Who wants to marry Annabelle?
I just want the marriage idea. The idea of being with that person after the wedding. I'm like, ooh. The idea of a wedding seems great. The idea of a marriage.
So you don't think you'd want to be around someone all the time? Your parents seem to do it okay. Well, your dad travels a lot, though.
A long-distance relationship seems ideal. Or the person
he could live in New York and you could live here.
Oh, absolutely. Perfect. Like,
and you'd see him when you needed to see him.
And nice enough, like, I need to have them be wealthy enough. It's not a joke. I need to have them be wealthy enough that we do not share the same physical space. I need to have a big enough house, sort of like a Heather Dubrow house. I never want to see them in a bathroom. I don't want to know if they have a bathroom. I don't want them to know if I have a bathroom.
Yeah.
Never once want to experience that ever.
Okay.
And so not
it's a very specific set of rules, but you do want to get married. What about kids?
No.
Okay. Just your cats.
The cats, listen, I have plenty
of excuses.
Do
you not want kids because they'll take attention away from you, from your husband?
I don't want kids, exactly. No. I know it's not true. I know that there are happily married people with children. I'm just going by, since I can only go by TV and movies, because to me that is real.
Yeah.
What TV show or movie do you see people with kids being like, oh, our life is so great, our life is so barren? It's always like a mom who has fucking spit up on her shirt. The dad's always like, oh, bye, I'm going to go fuck my secretary. We're so stressed out about bills, and Tommy has a soccer practice while Jill's doing a violin recital. How are we going to do both? And like, they're going over bills. Like, everyone looks fucking exhausted. Going through the airport is the best birth control you'll ever have in your entire life. Going through the airport, it's just the most stressed out looking moms. Is like,
that's why your dad keeps you in the Delta Sky Lounge or the American Express Sky Lounge.
Like, because I can't fucking deal with it. It's too depressing. And then seeing like the dad who's like looking at his phone and is like the kids like dangling off his fucking like Cinnabon like hand. It's like so gross, where it's like the dad's like, kill me, I'm like, regret this, why didn't I use a condom? So like, yeah, I get, for some people, I get your listener there. Listen, if you're listening, you are not like this. I'm sure you are doing great. Yeah. The other people.
I know a lot of like cool moms. I mean, I'm not saying I want to have kids, but like,
I didn't want to be somebody's third wife. I want them to already have kids. Although I will be that I will be like the stepmom in fucking every.
Ooh, maybe I just want to be a stepmom. I don't know.
See, I want to be the aunt, which is unfortunate.
Or maybe I'm just going to be like a depressed road comedian for the rest of my life who never settles down. I'd be okay with that. Minus the depression, because I'd probably be really happy.
I want, one of you guys has to have kids, because you guys are so attracted that you need to keep that going.
Well, things are going pretty well in Jacqueline's love life. I feel like she could maybe.
Yeah, I wouldn't know because I did not get to meet him, nor will I probably ever get to meet him.
You will, because he didn't see you pull the
oh, that's true.
Houdini move.
He didn't see that.
That's hilarious.
You run away like I was, like I stole something.
Well, stole your soul by making you show up there like
that. I want to be the fun aunt. I don't want to be a parent. Which is unfortunate that I told my parents I would kill my siblings, so I can't technically be a fun aunt.
Are they going to be bummed if they don't get grandkids?
No. My dad actually said he never wanted grandkids. I don't think he likes the idea of anyone touching me. the idea of me having to like
help be kids stressed in any way.
Yeah.
God, I love your dad. He's awesome.
My mom, although she's so desperate to have grandkids, where she's literally said, as you can see, the insanity runs deep in my family, that she offered to be the surrogate.
Ooh, I like that.
And I was like, whoa, way to go,
Nance. Why doesn't she just adopt a little baby and pretend like it's her grandkid? Because she's going to have to take care of your kids anyways if you have them.
Exactly.
She might as well just be like, this is Annabelle's, but really it's hers.
Yeah, like, wait, why volunteer to put more fucking stretch marks on your body, Nancy?
Yeah, like, just adopt one.
Go buy one.
That's a solution to everything. And that's the moral of this podcast.
The moral of the podcast is you should adopt, because then you know what you're getting it. Like,
well, listen, you don't know, but you don't know if like the bonded like heroin and the kid's going to be all weird later.
That's true. But I would never have a kid, because like, listen, I don't care if it's healthy. It's more important that it's like attractive. And when you come out with that sonogram, I will maybe consider it. If you can detect it's going to be attractive and gay. That is the only way I will have a child. So I'm guaranteed an attractive gay son that's going to be fun and flamboyant, not one who hates himself.
Okay, then why don't you just adopt a gay kid?
That's what I'm saying. I would adopt. Like, can I go to one of the orphanages in some, like, do they have orphanages still? Or is it just... Orphanage seems like a very dated term.
I think it is. I don't know. I feel like we should stop that part right there, because we're going to end up saying something offensive. I don't know.
What's the political?
It's not like the Annie musical anymore. I think there's probably a politically correct. We should figure that out.
I want to adopt a fabulous, fun gay kid from like some like flyover state where their hillbilly parents are like so fucking like close-minded.
Yeah, and then you can like make his life like fantastic. That would be so cute. We should write a movie about that.
Right?
The crazy, like, Joan Rivers type comedian girl goes and saves this little gay boy from his mean, abusive, alcoholic dad.
The African kids has, like, it's already been done.
Yeah.
It's played out.
Great idea. Actually, guys, I'm trademarking that.
Charity starts
this might be a sitcom idea. Annabelle and I are going to write a sitcom together, and that's what it's going to be. It's not a bad idea.
Right?
Guys, don't steal our idea.
It's trademarked. It's TM. We're putting...
Do you actually want to write that with me? It's a good idea.
Right?
I'm writing it down. Okay. Rescue. All
right. You guys, this is how the artistic process works. You're seeing strokes of genius right now.
Oh my God, we got to end this podcast. I'm having a vision board. Okay. So let's just do your podcast now, because now I'm all excited about my idea and I just lost my train of thought. Download Final Draft right now.
Open up your Final Draft, Rachel. We got to get this going.
I like it.
It's good, right? It's trademarked, you guys.
Don't steal it.
Loey and my storytelling teacher, I know you're still listening to this. It's
please,
taken.
If you are, please subscribe.
Rate it 5 stars. Use her HelloFresh code.
HelloFresh code is BeHere35. Mott and Bow Jeans is just BeHere. All right, guys, we're gonna go
in
do
my jeans.
We're gonna go do Annabelle's podcast now. It's 12:30, so I feel like I could have a drink now. So that's good. I was waiting. I've been checking the clock.
Whoa, were you driving small children? Why waiting so long?
Yeah,
Rachel?
I have a drink because I've worked out. What? I did some fitness today. I didn't even drink that much last night.
Look at you. Oh, I saw practically a snap.
Yeah, I'm practically a health freak.
Only three?
Yeah.
I assume these were big gulps. How,
no, like, they were little. They were little baby sips. Vodka sodas. Whatever. Shut up.
Rachel, the epitome
hydrating of health. Dehydrating. All right. Thank you for being here, Annabelle.
Thank you so much
and
for
where,
having
tell my
me.
Listeners where they can find you.
You can find me often in my apartment on my couch, the Petco on La Brea, and also
Snapchatting
on
the TV shows that she's watching.
Snapchatting a fake emergency. I'm a monster. I really do apologize to anybody who sent me very nice messages because I feel like
it's okay. They forgive you. Everyone's done that before.
I'm being honest now.
Everyone's done that before.
You can find me. My podcast is AdderallandCompliments.com, and you can go listen to the one that Rachel and I are about to record right now.
Yay. And as always, you guys can find me at Rachel N. O'Brien on Instagram and Twitter. And if you want to email me, it's info@RachelO'BrienComedy.com. Love you guys. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.